Here's your money briefing for Tuesday, June 2nd. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. Communities of color have been particularly hard hit by the coronavirus, but when it comes to federal help to ease the pandemic's financial impact, it's not clear whether minority-owned businesses are getting a fair share of the funds.
The Paycheck Protection Program application did not ask borrowers to provide optional demographic information. So there's no way to really track directly how the loans are flowing to minority communities.
That's Wall Street Journal reporter Amara Omakwe. Coming up, she'll explain why many minority-owned businesses have chosen not to apply for funds and how the Trump administration and community lenders say they plan to get funding to businesses in need. Small businesses in neighborhoods that are underserved by banks typically employ just a few workers. As a result, many of them have fallen outside the reach of the Small Business Administration's Paycheck Protection Program. Wall Street Journal reporter Amara Omakwe is here to explain how policymakers plan to fix the problem. So, Amara, many small businesses have had to jump over hurdles to secure PPP funding, but for businesses in underserved communities, it's been especially challenging.
When the Paycheck Protection Program first launched in early April, a lot of lenders were prioritizing customers with which they had existing relationships. And we know based on research that borrowers in underserved communities tend not to have those relationships. And that tends to especially be the case with, for instance, small businesses that are owned by people of color and small businesses that have smaller revenues. And so we were hearing when the program first launched about concerns that underserved groups wouldn't be able to access the program.
How has the Small Business Administration tracked the money flow to underserved businesses?
So one thing officials in the Trump administration have been saying is that they really wanted to boost participation among lenders that tend to serve underserved and minority communities. So, for instance, the administration has been saying that it is really focusing on boosting participation among community development financial institutions. These are lending institutions that have an express mission of lending to businesses in low-income areas and other underserved communities. So the administration has been saying that what they're really trying to do is target underserved borrowers by targeting the lenders that serve those communities.
But the PPP application process itself created an obstacle to identifying some businesses in need.
The Paycheck Protection Program application did not ask borrowers to provide optional demographic information. And that is a departure from what the SBA does, for instance, through its flagship loan program, which is known as the 7A program. So when borrowers go to apply for that program, they are asked to provide demographic information. And the SBA then uses that information to track how the money is being dispersed along racial, gender, and ethnic lines. The SBA did not include a space for that on the Paycheck Protection Program application. So there's no way to really track directly how the loans are flowing to minority communities.
Now, why have some minority-owned businesses been hesitant to even apply for funds?
We've been hearing from some small business advocates that some Black businesses are hesitant to apply because of the terms of the program and because they have very small payroll, so they don't have a lot of employees. And of course, the Paycheck Protection Program determines the amount of loan that a business should get based on the size of their payroll. And so we heard, for instance, from the U.S. Black Chambers that some Black businesses are still hesitant to apply because they don't feel like they'll be able to qualify for a loan that's big enough to actually help them weather this crisis.
But there has been some progress in funds getting to businesses with a small number of employees, and minority-owned businesses often fall under that category.
That's right. So the program's average loan size has dropped from about $206,000 in mid-April to roughly $115,000 in late May. And that is indicative of this idea that the money is better flowing to smaller firms because the loan amount in the program is determined by the size of a company's payroll. And I've also talked to community development financial institutions who have said that the process has gotten better over time and the administration has clarified the rules.
And lawmakers in Washington gave small businesses with high overhead expenses some good news last week.
Yes. So the House passed a bill that would ease this measure that a lot of businesses said kind of constrained them in using their loan funds from the Paycheck Protection Program. So the Trump administration essentially issued this requirement that in order for a business to receive full forgiveness, they had to use 75% of their loan on payroll. And a lot of businesses were saying, you know, it's kind of hard for us to do that in a situation where we're still closed or we're just starting to reopen and we don't necessarily have the need to have a lot of workers because we don't have the demand to support it. So a lot of businesses had asked for flexibility on that front, and the House passed a bill last week where they dropped the requirement to 60%. So a business would only need to use 60% of their Paycheck Protection Program loan on payroll in order to qualify for full forgiveness.
All right, that's Wall Street Journal reporter Amira Omakwe. Amira, thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen for the Wall Street Journal.